Windsor County State's Attorney David Cahill will step down from his position in January. Cahill recently announced that move, saying he plans to leave elected office to be a full-time dad to his two young children. Cahill is 40 years old with an already extensive career as a prosecutor, and VPR's assistant news director Mark Davis has been reporting on this, and he joins me now. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Henry.
So why is Cahill's decision noteworthy?
So Cahill says, and I assume most people would concur, that they wish this wasn't newsworthy. They wish this was not a story at all. But certainly it's unusual to see someone in relatively powerful elected office, very promising career, walk away from it at a fairly young age to do something like this. There just aren't a lot of examples. Vermont, certainly.
Yeah. You've known Cahill as a reporter for many years. Does he seem like the kind of official who could have a long career in the courts or in politics if he wanted to?
Yeah, absolutely. So he's been a prosecutor for about 15 years, state's attorney for the last four. He's been in the state house a lot. He is certainly someone who had the resume that leads to often becoming a judge one day. I think if one were to speculate about future attorney general candidates one day, he would not be out of place on that list. So no, absolutely. He had a very strong, promising career going.
So then the decision to become a full-time dad and step away from that, do you think that dampens his chances if he were to want to come back into elected office in the future?
You know, it's an interesting question. I suppose I could see it cutting both ways. Obviously, there's a scenario where you're out of the circles of power for a little while. You're out of the workforce. Other people rise up. Maybe it hurts him. On the other hand, I could see a scenario where this might be an asset for someone to say, especially males, right or wrongly, to say, I made this selfless choice on behalf of my family. I could see it being spun as an asset, too. So we'll see.
Yeah. So you said earlier, this is noteworthy because of his gender in a lot of ways. Is this indicative, do you think, of any broader trends in terms of more fathers choosing to be stay-at-home parents?
You know, there's not as many statistics out there as you might think there would be. I looked at a Pew Center report from 2016 that said 7% of dads were stay-at-home as compared to 27% of moms. There was some indication that there had been a slight increase in the percentage of fathers saying that in recent years. I think it's probably a little too early to say that there's a broader trend going on, and certainly Dave is not someone who wants that narrative superimposed on what he thinks as a very personal decision. I do think it's fair to say there's been more interest in sort of fathers being involved in their children. There's a group in Burlington that recently was created, a sort of fathers support group, and I think this is a conversation we're having a lot more often, certainly.
That's VPR's Mark Davis. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you.